Hello?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Jedley. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I can't complain.
You got big plans for the weekend?
Nope.
Well, Mother's Day is coming up, so you've got to have some sort of plan, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that I was kind of hoping is that it can stop raining for long enough, and on Sunday, maybe your father will take me to a Columbus Clippers game, and I can have a beer and a hot dog for my Mother's Day dinner. That sounds pretty good.
Well, watching some baseball, yeah, no, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mother's Day, I just wanted to call and say Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I love that you're my mom.
And well, I love that you make me a mom.
Do you like being my mom?
Sure.
What's the
Always
best?
Have.
What's the best part about being my mom?
Oh Lordy, here we go. putting me on the spot, asking me questions. It's been a interesting ride, shall we say? I can't think of a negative.
Because that was going to be my next question: is what's the worst part? Being my mom, what's the part that sticks out in your mind the most?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I noticed when you were home this past Christmas, and I was telling a few people at work, that you love your kids, but I truly like you. I enjoy spending time with you. I enjoy your sense of humor. I think that gives me joy.
Right, where you can actually hang out.
Yeah. We laugh and genuinely have a good time together.
Right. Well,
whether it's just sitting around having the morning coffee or playing a game or watching something, or you tell me about goofy things on the internet that I didn't know or whatever. We just truly have a good time together.
Well, that's kind of the cool part about our family, because it's only been you, Dad, and Bonnie, and we've just had to be close. We've always enjoyed. I don't remember any time other than, you know, just the random stuff when you're a teenager where you don't like anybody. You know, really having a bad time.
Yeah, we always had a good time together. But you're right, because we were in Montana and so far away from the rest of our family, we only got to hook up with them a couple weeks every year. And for the most part, yeah, we were very independent, and we had to enjoy each other, and we did.
I think I think I've always been kind of a mama's boy. Do you think that that's true?
Well, maybe you were a mama's boy when you wanted something, but when you wanted to sneak and do something, well, not so much.
What do you think annoyed you most about me when I was little?
When you were real little, you used to wet the bed.
No, I didn't. That's a lie.
I don't teach you to ask a question.
But
you were real little at the time, and you grew out of that fairly quickly.
So with Bonnie and I, what are you most proud of us for?
Oh, that you've grown up to be good, responsible adults. I think that you've got good moral values. And
were you scared that we wouldn't?
Oh, sure. You know, you don't know. You've got this unmolded little thing here, and if that person grows into a monster, you've got to say, oh my God, what did I do wrong?
And you take a lot of that personally? When Bonnie and I would screw up, you would take it personal?
Oh, sure.
Even though you know,
but yet, when I was young and I screwed up, I don't think it was my parents' fault. I think it was just poor judgment on my part.
Well, exactly. When I screw up or I get a speeding ticket or whatever, it was my fault. It wasn't, you know, you guys didn't
do it. It wasn't my fault. Well, yeah.
What did you think I was going to be when I grew up?
I had no idea.
What did you want
me
to
be? I'm
happy
that you're involved in music, because that was always a joy to you and a joy to us.
What did I tell you that I wanted to be when I grew up?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't remember.
Mom.
I don't. I don't ever remember you saying, oh, I really want to be this or that. Or you didn't say, oh, I want to be a salesman just like Dad. Or I don't recall. You're pretty old now, though. That would have been, you know, a few decades ago.
Right. So far, what do you wish that I would have done?
Oh, college. I think that if you'd had more college.
But I was never good in school.
Well, you're not lazy, and you're self-sufficient, and you get out there, and you're a good worker. And I've seen a lot of people that go to college that are not good workers, and they don't have enough common sense to come in out of the rain. So a college degree isn't everything either.
What's the best thing that you did for us growing up?
The best thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to tell me what the best thing was. I don't know what the best thing was.
Was there a time when you were just like, I was an amazing mom at that moment?
No, nothing stands out in my mind.
I guess for me, I remember you forcing me to do some things that I really didn't want to do. Like, what comes out of my mind is going to golf lessons for the summer. I just remember fighting tooth and nail to not go to golf lessons, and it wasn't a choice. I was going. And it wasn't, oh, I feel sick today, I don't want to go to school. It's like, no, you're going to school.
True. Well, if you were genuinely sick, you could stay home, but none of this, oh, my stomach hurts. No, you go to school. That's your job. I go to work every day. Your father goes to work every day. You go to school every day.
Yeah.